I want to share something with you before I get started on the prophetic. You know, about 5.5 years, 6 years almost back, I stepped into Pastor Leon's house and he prophesied and he said, Martin, back then he didn't even know me, I didn't even know him. And he said, Martin, between five and six years from now, you will go full-time into the ministry. And the fire of God, the word of God will be locked up in your bones like fire. I want to tell you this morning, do not take it lightly. When a true prophet of God releases a word over your life, do not take it for granted. Don't shelve that word as if it's something small or insignificant. Take it with the highest importance and with all diligence, fight it through until you see it come to pass. I want to tell you that it is now 5.5 years later, and Monday I have started a full time in the ministry. About 2 weeks ago, it was on a Thursday when I ended, the 31st of January, and my former employer organized a going away thing for me. And while I was sitting there, the Holy Spirit just told me at a certain point that, listen, now it's done. It's not time to get up and it's not time to leave. And when I got up, everyone just got up and we just left. And when I got into my car and I closed the door, a prophetic moment was released and activated in my life. The presence of God flooded the car. I couldn't drive. I had to sit there for a while. I was weeping. They're saying, God, you are so true to your word. Listen, do not take it lightly when a prophet of God releases a word and speaks a word into your life. If you can take it with importance and you can pray it through and you can fight with that words, I guarantee you that God will not pass you by. I guarantee you that it will come to pass. Amen. Who attended the conference? The guys that did not attend this conference, you missed out. I always say that the service that you do not attend is the one that you're missing out on. Listen, you do not miss services. The one that you miss is the one that God has got an appointment with you for. Listen, I've seen this time and again. It is those ones where you feel like, oh, I'm just so tired. And it's like everything is chaotic. You're fighting with your wife and things is just going chaos. And it's like everything is just preventing. And you just feel tired and weary and your soul is just tired. And you just don't want to go. It is those moments that you need to make sure that you get to church because God has got an appointment with you that the enemy is trying to prevent. Are you guys with me? Amen. This is not what I've got prepared at all. I'm just going with the flow of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, before I really get started, I just want to say that I greatly honor and I respect the spiritual authority over this house. Both Pastor Leon and Pastor Esther Dupria, thank you for once again entrusting me to take the pulpit in this morning. It is a task at hand that I do not take lightly nor for granted. Amen. And you know, God moved powerfully. This conference was powerful. Man, people were touched. People were changed. The healings, wonders, signs. And it was very powerful. There was a manifestation of the kingdom of God every night in this place. And on the last night, we received again an anointed cloth. Who received their cloth? Listen, if you've not received your cloth, hey, you're missing out. You're missing out. You're missing out. Things are happening in people's lives. I already heard on the Wednesday morning, I already had testimonies coming in of miracles taking place by these anointed cloths that we have received. Now, there's people sitting here this morning looking at me like, what is this anointed cloth thing? Now, what are you on about? What are you on about? Listen. Peter took aprons and handkerchiefs and he threw it on the people and they got healed. Was it the handkerchief or the apron that healed them? No. But it was the anointing that was locked up in the apron itself in the handkerchief itself, when it touched that sick body, when it touched those lame bones, that it brings forth life in a way that I cannot even begin to describe to you. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20 and 21, and Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man into the sepulchre, into the grave of Elisha. I don't know whether it was luckily or unluckily for this guy. But by chance, it was Elijah's grave. I'm speaking about dead, dry bones. It can't speak, it can't move, it can't do nothing. It is dead, it is dry. But when this dead body touched these bones of Elijah, what happened? He revived and he stood up upon his feet. Listen, do you want to tell me that dead, dry bones carry more power than you do? That is filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Do you want to tell me that handkerchiefs and aprons carry more power than you that is filled with the Holy Spirit of God? I want to tell you this morning that you are more powerful than the bones of Elijah. You are more powerful than the handkerchiefs and aprons of Peter. They would bring these people out on their beds in the streets, just hoping that maybe Peter's shadow will just touch them. Can you imagine? And when his shadow will pass by over the crowds, people will jump up being healed, restored. The anointing is tangible, transferable substance. You guys with me? Say the supernatural is for me. Amen. There are certain things that we need to understand about the supernatural, especially when it comes to God's miracles and wonders and signs that we need to learn. We need to learn how to command the supernatural. We need to learn how to invoke the supernatural into every circumstance of our lives. Do you know that you've been created for this very purpose? For God's miracles, wonders, and signs. You have been created for this very purpose. The most important thing for God is to establish His kingdom authority. When you move in wonders and in signs and in miracles, it shows that God's approval is upon your life. This is the very thing that attests you. This is your very credentials. It is by this that you will know that, listen, that you will go into the world and the world will see that, listen, I am the approved of God. I have been validated by the true living God. How do I know this? Because I do these things. Because I move in these things. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 22, and it says, You men of Israel, hear these words. Hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved by God. By what? What approved him? What said that he was actually approved by God? Listen to this. By miracles and wonders and signs. I'm not saying that he got God's approval because of the signs, but because God's approval was there, he could move in wonders, in miracles, and in signs. You need to come to a place where you can realize that I have been made for this purpose and for this task, because it is when I can manifest God's signs, miracles, and wonders, and that it will show the world that, listen, I have been approved by God, and that his anointing is upon me. I'm filled with his light. I'm filled with his truth. I've been validated. This is my validation. This is my credentials. I heal the sick. I raise the dead. I open the blind eyes. I do these things. Amen. You have been made for this. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, and it says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for what? Are for signs and for wonders. We are for signs and for wonders. You have been created for this very task. Listen, I want to tell you that through this month of the supernatural, of walking in the supernatural, that you will start to stand witness to one of the most powerful signs and miracles and wonders. And these things will happen through you and through me. But we need to learn to come to a place where we can command the supernatural. Many people speak, but their words are empty. They command, but things are just not changing. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? But who are you? We need to come to a place where we can learn how to command the supernatural. And there's a protocol that needs to be followed. Amen? I'm not going to scream and shout this morning. I'm just going to be calm. I'm not just going to enjoy it. If you fall asleep, I'll throw you with a mic. That's just a joke. Say, commanding the supernatural. May you receive the ability throughout this word, through this revelation, to command the supernatural. Where when you speak, things really changes. You see, we're walking with a mindset, and I can stand here and I can motivate you. I can inspire you. You can go out and you can try it, and you can command till you blue in your face. Nothing will change. And there's reasons for this, because there's a protocol that needs to be followed. There's certain principles that you need to adhere to before certain things will come into action. You guys with me? And so, when it comes to the supernatural, there's something that you need to understand when it comes to God's miracles and His wonders and His signs. And the very first thing that you need to understand, and you can write this down, is that every need will answer to a miracle. Every need will answer to a miracle. Amen? Listen, we serve the only true living God, the everlasting author of everlasting salvation, the holy, uncreated, creating one, God the Father, the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. There is none other than Him. He's a supernatural God. And you need to understand that God performs supernatural miracles. You guys with me? Say, it's for me. And He has performed many great miracles, even from the beginning of the creation of this world up until this very hour. I'm telling you that God is performing many great miracles. You need to understand that He moves in very powerful way, and He moves in many different ways, from the supernatural miraculous healings that we have seen through the conference, to miraculous debt cancellation, to the casting out of demons. I mean, speaking to the raising of the dead. God performs miracles, signs, and wonders. And He does this through you and me. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you this morning, when the lame stands up before you, and the blind say that, listen, I can see you, and the deaf say that I can hear you, and the mute say, start speaking back to you, it is here that you know that the kingdom of God have come upon you. It is here that you know that, listen, I have been approved of God. It is here that you know that I can now start to command the supernatural. These are things that I've tasted, you see, but the problem is that many times we are waiting for that wow moment before we move or act. We're waiting for for the earth to shake, and we're waiting for the heavens to break open, and you see this light coming into your room, and we're waiting for the miracles of old, like with Moses, and those signs before we act and we move. But many times it's in the small things around us, and we're missing it. But I truly believe that in days to come, that God is busy taking us back to the days of old. We will start to witness miracles and wonders and signs like it's been in the Old Testament. I truly believe God is raising up a generation that will stand witness to these things. But we're missing the small things. For example, waking up in the morning and your lungs is filled with the fresh breath of life. That is a miracle in its own. When you get to work safely and God returns you back home safely, unharmed, untouched, back together with your family, it's a miracle in its own. For example, the greatest miracle, and this is my opinion, the greatest miracle of all is when a shattered, broken, and destroyed heart gets touched by the love of the Father and healed by the Spirit of the true living God, and a heart gets restored back to God. For me, this is the most powerful miracle. You know, when we look in the book of In the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 25 and verse 26. You can put this on. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and verse 26. We stand witness to one of the most greatest, most powerful miracles that have taken place. One of the most powerful moves of God. And we know this story. We all know this story, but I want to show you something in this. And it says that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Now, just to give you a bit of recap, what happened here, Paul and Silas was arrested, wrongfully accused, thrown into prison. And it says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. The prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. And immediately the doors were open. Say suddenly. Suddenly there was a great earthquake and immediately the doors were opened. You guys with me? And everyone's bands were loose. Now those bands means the chains, the shackles that they were binded in were loosed in one instance. I hope that I've got someone with me in this morning that heard what I just said. Suddenly and immediately things will start to take place in your life. Listen. They had everything to worry about. They were wrongfully accused, thrown into prison, facing death row. They were to be executed the following day. I can just imagine what must have gone through their mind. But they decided to step into the supernatural and say that, listen, I will not be moved by the storm raging around me. I will not keep my eyes focused on this. Because I know my God. I know what my God is capable of. And they just had a desire for His presence. They just had a desire for His word. Just to be with Him. To walk with Him. And to talk with Him. Just to preach the gospel. And they started, even in the midst of this, they started to worship God. They started to pray. Listen, man, you need to understand. I want to ask you this morning. Can you, in the midst of your affliction, can you still praise God? Do you have that ability, even in your circumstances, to raise your hands and say, Jesus, I love You. I worship You. I am not focused by what is going on around me. I don't care about it. It does not matter. It does not govern me. It does not rule over me. You rule over me. You will stand. You see, and they had the ability to see that God had a greater purpose and plan with what was going on. Instead of freaking out, getting all worried and anxious, filled with fear, they stepped into the supernatural and they could see the plan that God had with this whole scenario. And they acted accordingly. They were thrown into prison, wrongfully accused. Wrongfully accused. How many times have you not faced false accusations? Oh, what am I going to do? My boss don't like me. It is time to command the supernatural. Do you not know who you are? Do you not know what you are? Do you not know what you possess? It is time to command the supernatural. Say, commanding the supernatural. So I'm going to command the supernatural with boldness and with violent faith. I'm going to command the supernatural. I believe, I trust in the word of God. My God, I've spoken. I stand in the word of my God. I command the supernatural by the commands of heaven. I command the supernatural over my situation, over my need, over every challenge in my life. I command heaven to come forth and to speak and for miracles to come forth. In this hour, I command it now. I command it now. I command it now in the name of Jesus. Now receive it. Listen, you need to understand that your prayers and your worship is the very thing that will loosen a divine move of God over your life. That will loosen a divine move of God over your life. Your prayers and your worships and your praise, the singing of praises unto God, even in these circumstances, is the very thing that will loosen those chains from you. And those doors that you have been waiting for to be opened will suddenly and immediately open. And you're just going to step into everything that God has got for you. Amen. Commanding the supernatural. How do I know this was their hearts? How do I know they were not anxious nor worried? Because even after the prison doors were opened, what does the Bible say? They stayed right where they were. They didn't try and escape. They just stood still at one place. And the Bible goes on. You can put on verse 27. And I want to show you something here, because the miracle that follows is even greater than the one that has just taken place. And it says, and the keeper, say the keeper, of the prison, awakening out of his sleep. Oh, many is dead spiritually. But I want to tell you, there will come a time where the shaking will take place. And your spirit will awaken, and nothing will be able to hold you back. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew his sword and would have killed himself. He would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Now listen what he did next. I mean, this is the prisoner. He's the keeper of the prisoners. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Go on. And he says, then he called for a light. There's some people catching this. Then he called for a light. Man, there's a world out there. And they're calling for those that carry the true lights. There's a world out there that is caught up in bondage and sin and in curse. There's a world out there where some have they used to have this zeal, this passion, and this desire, and this hunger to serve God, but they kind of lost it along the way. There's a world out there that's crying out, help! Are you the one that carries the light? Are you the one that can perform these wonders and these miracles and these signs? Are you the one that have been approved of God? Are you the one validated of God? Are you the one carrying true light? Can you help me? Are you the one? Or should they wait for another? Are you the one? And he called for a light and he sprang in. And came trembling. Listen, this man just encountered God. A Gentile. This man just encountered God. When you stand in front of someone that has Holy Spirit, Holy Fire filled, that carries the anointing of the true living God, I want to tell you that you will tremble. It is an encounter like this that have changed my life. And it's because of an encounter like this that I can stand here today and that I can preach with fire. And it's because of an encounter like this that my life was restored and healed. Let me tell you that when I stood in front of Pastor Leon, when he prayed for me, the power of God was upon me. I could not stand upright. I was shaking uncontrollably. I went down to the ground. And when I stood up, my identity changed. Something changed. At that point, I didn't understand what it was, but I could feel something on the inside of me changed. A boldness was installed. A divine additive of heaven was taken, was imprinted onto my spirit. A violent faith took a hold of me. It was like I could see. I was blind, but now I can see. That verse made all sense to me all of a sudden. I once was blind, but now I can see. Everything spiritually just made sense. This man came trembling. It says, and he fell down before Paul and Silas. Now listen to this. Verse 30. And brought them out. Listen, this was this man's original intent. He just encountered God. He wanted to get to Paul and Silas because he wanted to get them out. But he couldn't get to them because the power of God was so heavy upon him that he finding his way to them, he kept on falling down. Have you ever experienced the power of God like that? You're disoriented. You can't move. It's like you're falling all over. It's just best just to stay on the ground. This is what happened here. You see, many people think that this was a miracle answered by Paul and Silas' need. No. No, God was after the keeper's heart. This miracle was for him, not for Paul and Silas. They already knew who they were and what they are. They already knew. They didn't need this. This miracle was for the keeper. God was after his heart. Listen to this. And he asked the most important question that any person can ask. What must I do to be saved? Man, right there, the greatest miracle took place. As a heart was restored to God. A heart was restored to God. Commanding the supernatural. Listen, when your situation comes into contact with the true living God, I guarantee you that a miracle is about to take place. Amen. When Jesus Christ have laid down his life on the cross, there was a world in need. Not knowing that we were in need, but there was a world in great need. And when he laid down his life on that cross, everyone's needs was met in one instance. Every need that you had or that you have or that you're going to have was met on that cross as a perfect exchange took place. Sin was taken away and righteousness was given back in its place. Not deserving of it, but it was freely given. It was freely given to all of us and every need was met on that cross. And for those that now receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior over their lives, receives inheritance of life eternal and every blessing that is thereof. Every need, let me tell you that when your need meets Jesus Christ, that a miracle is about to take place in your life. Amen. The second thing that you need to understand about the supernatural and signs and wonders and miracles is that every challenge will bow down to a wonder. Every challenge will bow down to a wonder. And you can put on the screen for me Mark chapter 4. Verse 39. Every person sitting in this place in this morning, including myself, we face many challenges every day. Difficult challenges. And many of your challenges is in desperate need of a wonder. Many find themselves daily in the midst of a raging storm. Man, and they just don't know whether they're going to survive the storm. They just don't know. They just don't know whether they're going to get through this. The Bible says, and this is when the disciples went into a boat and there was a storm and this boat was flooded with water. And Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the storm. He was at peace. There was a supernatural peace upon Jesus Christ. There's something, we all know this, but there's something else I want to show you in this verse. But I guarantee you did not know. He was at supernatural peace. He had a peace within him, kingdom peace that surpasses the natural understanding. Amen? This storm is going on. This boat is being tossed to and fro. The water is coming and they're about to die. And Jesus is sleeping. And the disciples is getting worried, so they wake Jesus up crying, Jesus, teacher, teacher, do you not care if we die? And Jesus gets up and he says the following, and he says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Now listen, you need to understand what is taking place. Many read this as peace, be still. There's two commandments taking place here. It's not one thing. There's two commandments taking place here. First, what Jesus was, he invoked the supernatural. And by the peace that he carried, you cannot give what you do not have. And by the peace that was inside of him, he said, peace. He called out peace. He commanded it out. Commanding the supernatural. He said, peace. And the environment got filled with peace. And then he spoke secondly into that peace. And he said to the storm under the waters, be still. That was his second command. It's not the same thing. You can only give what you have. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Amen. And go on for me. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Listen, these signs and these miracles and these wonders will come forth by a divine additive of heaven that you need to apply to your life. A violent type faith. It is a force of heaven that is unstoppable. It is called the broken anointing. When you get bold and you can start to speak the word of God out of revelation and out of intimacy and out of relationship, that things will start to change. Where is your faith? We take this lightly every time people say, but listen, you need to have faith. Yeah. Faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that come to God must believe that He is. Telling me that if you do not have faith, then you do not believe that God is. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It is a divine, supernatural substance of heaven that you need to apply to your life. And not just any type of faith. You get different levels of faith. You need the violent type of faith to make things happen in your life. Amen? Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey them? Oh man, let me tell you, in this month of the supernatural, you're going to walk in different dimensions. People will look at you and they will ask, what type of a person is this, that even the natural environment around them obeys them? Man, I want what they carry. I want what is on the inside of them. God have created you for signs and for wonders. Amen? Listen. The only way that you can command the supernatural is by supernatural violent type faith. Say violent faith. The Bible speaks every challenge will bow down. Every challenge will bow down to a wonder. The Bible speaks of a certain city with the name of Jericho. And the city had walls around it so powerful and so great and so tall that it was impossible to attack the city with guarantee of victory. Impossible. Every army that have ever attacked the city, that have laid siege against the city, have failed miserably because of its great and powerful walls. Amen? You need to understand that the width of these walls were of such a standard that 6 horses with chariots could run side by side on top of this wall. In other words, even if this wall falls or come down, it remains a wall. Oh, but God. But God. Oh, but my God. Until a given God appointment moment when the supernatural invaded the natural environment and eternity raised up to the challenge and said, okay, let's see. And God started to speak and the armies of Israel started circling the city 7 times. And on the 7th time, with a loud war cry, they commanded the supernatural and the heavens opened and this wall came down. Listen. The Bible said that they walked in. That is not the miracle. That is not the miracle. The Bible said that they just walked in. The army just walked in. They didn't struggle their way in, climbed over the rubble. They walked in, meaning that this wall was flattened, leveled with the earth. That is the miracle. That is the miracle. Let me tell you, through this month of the supernatural, man, those things that have been holding you back, those challenges that you are facing, every bit and every part thereof, the wall surrounding these challenges was about to come down. And you're just going to walk in without any restraint, without any resistance. Man, you're just going to walk in. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You're just going to walk in. You're just going to walk in. You are just going to walk in to everything that God has got for you. Amen? Say, I'm commanding the supernatural. The third thing that you need to understand about signs, miracles, and wonders is that every situation will surrender to a sign. Every situation will surrender to a sign. When Moses walked in onto Pharaoh, by the command of heaven, he told Pharaoh, didn't ask him. Now you need to understand the power behind this. Moses was a fugitive. He killed an Egyptian soldier. And so he fled from Egypt and he encountered God. And the fugitive part of him was removed. And a new identity, Christ-like him, was installed. And he went back a new man. Not as the fugitive, but as one sent from God. And he said that God says, by the command of heaven, he said, Pharaoh, let God's people go. And Pharaoh hardened his heart and he refused to let the people go. And he refused to let the people go. Now you need to understand that the latter part of the scripture says that something had taken place before Moses stepped into this prophetic moment. And that in Exodus, you can put this on the screen for me, Exodus chapter 4 verse 17. Now I need you to see this. Exodus chapter 4 verse 17. And it says, and God told Moses, and thou shalt take this rod, say this rod, and thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And so he did many powerful, powerful, great signs and miracles and wonders. And we all know them. And it was only up until the last sign, only up until the last sign, where everything, the firstborn of everything was killed. From the animals right through to the king. The firstborn of everything was killed that did not have the blood of the Passover lamb upon their doorposts. Up until that point, it is there that Pharaoh said that, listen, okay, I give up. Take whatever you need and leave. Just get out. I don't want to see you. Get out. And not only that, take all your possessions and even go to my people, go to your neighbors and ask of them what you want. And this decree is signed by me right now and they will give it to you. And right there, the enemy gave into their hands. They went to bed as slaves the one night, but they woke up free the next morning. Understand as being approved of God, carrying His validation upon your life. You might go to bed feeling lost, feeling condemned, feeling you want to give up the one night, but in the morning, something new is about to take place in your life. Listen, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter, 60 verse 1 to 3. You can put that on the screen. And it says, arise and shine. Maybe just check where it is. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon thee. For thy light is come. Thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 60. I still have it. From verse 1 to verse 3. And it says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. You will go to bed in darkness the one night. Oh, but the Lord will arise upon him and his glory will be seen upon you. And the Gentiles will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Those in authoritative positions, man, they will come to the brightness of your rising. They will seek your counsel. They will ask, what must we do to be saved? Amen. Be carriers of the light. Invoke the supernatural. It's time to command the supernatural. It's time to walk in supernatural power. It is time to walk in what God has called us to be. It is time to provoke. Listen, the Bible says in Mark chapter 16 from verse 15 to 18, we all know it. You don't have to put this on. And it says that, you know, these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in tongues. We all know it. The Great Commission. It is time that we take it up and we walk in what God has placed before us, in what God has ordained us for, in what God has commissioned us for. Violent faith. Say this rod, you will take this rod in your hand and you will do with this rod, you will do signs. It is by the word of God I'm not speaking about the written word. It's by the word of God, when God speaks, that you perform miracles, signs, and wonders. You cannot act on your own accord. Jesus said that I do not do my own thing, but only as I see my Father in heaven do. You cannot do your own thing. When God speaks, then you act, then miracles, signs, and wonders starts to take place. It is by the word of God. Say this rod. Say again, say this rod. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Speaking of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is the word of God. Okay. Jesus Christ is the very word of God. By my word, you shall go forth and do my signs. By this rod, by this rod, out of the stem of Jesse, a rod will come forth, meaning Jesus. He is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made manifest in flesh. And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He is the word. By this rod, by my word, you shall go forth, and you shall do my signs and my wonders and my miracles. I have created you. I have ordained you for this task, says the Lord Almighty. I have called you for a time such as this. It is now your time. Do not think of yourself lightly. Do not think of yourself as insignificant and that God cannot use me. Everyone sitting in this place in this morning, God have predestined you, preordained you before the foundations of this world have been set in his place for a specific task and a specific reason. May all the glory be turned back to him through the actions of your life. Amen. Amen. Commanding the supernatural. Say, commanding the supernatural. Again, I say there's certain principles and protocol that we need to abide by, adhere to, for these things to come to action. Amen. Listen, every one of us in some part or area in our lives have voids. And these voids can only be filled by the presence of the true living God. And we face with many situations and challenges every day. But if you can start to command by the word of God, if you can start to step into what God has got for you, and you can start to command the supernatural, you will see things change in your life. These things have got to bow down to Christ. They have got to surrender. Amen. Now listen to what the word command means. It means to dominate or to have a strategic position from a superior height. Amen? So what this denotes is that there is a force involved. There is a certain type of force involved for you to be able to command the supernatural. There's a force involved. You guys with me? Understand that miracles are no accident. Wonders are no accident. Signs are no accident. These are deliberate acts of God in response to people with violent faith. Are you guys hearing me? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Listen, I want to explain this to you. Jesus was telling a story, or the Bible speaks of a story. And it says that if a strong man that is fully armed keeps his good, that his goods will be safe. But if a stronger man than him comes in and overpowers him, and disarms him, then he will take possession of his goods. You see, there's many doors that have been opened to your life, but there are many adversaries blocking the way. And it's going to take a violent type of force, a violent faith, being bold as a lion, to break through these adversaries. Because I'm telling you that there's been doors being opened and you're waiting for stuff to take place, but you cannot go get through because there's a strong man blocking the way, and it's going to take a stronger man on the inside of you to rise up and for you to be able to break through. And this is going to happen by violent faith, commanding the supernatural. Say, commanding the supernatural. You have to speak the word of God. Listen, you get the Logos, written word of God, which is the Bible as we know it. You can speak this, nothing will happen. Power is not in this book. There's no power in this book. Come on now. How many of you have quoted these scriptures and prayed it through? Have anything changed? Sometimes, yes. There's a reason for it, that sometimes something happened. You can quote that Bible from front to back until you're blue in your face. If something is missing you, it will bring no effect. I love the Word of God. Listen, this is something that is very close to my heart, but that is the difference. This is not just words on pages for me. This is written on the tablets of my heart. This is infused with my spirit, man, imprinted upon my mind. His word is forevermore on my lips. I live, breathe, walk, talk, and eat the word of God daily. This is alive to me. I want to tell you a story. There's a man in Korea. His name is David Yonki Chow. Many know him. Listen, you need to understand that this man is the leader of the biggest church in the world. He's a leader of the biggest church in the world. I'm speaking about a recorded attendance or members of 830,000 people. He's got more than 100,000 pastors. And I'll be closing off with this. And are you guys with me? I'll be closing off with this. And he said that, and the one day he preached a message on the supernatural and how to hear God and signs, miracles, and wonders. And there was a woman sitting in the service. And then what will happen is he preached the message, and then his pastors will go out and spread the message throughout Korea. And along the grapevine, a woman heard this message, and this woman went to her twin sister and shared the message. Now, these two were very well-known women in the region, and so they got invited to a village to go and minister. And on the way there, they got to a river that was flooded. The people were waiting for them. There was a matter of urgency. They needed to go. They wanted to go. They wanted to go and minister. So they said, okay, you know what? Let's pray. They took hands and they prayed. Said, listen, let God, you want to walk on this water. I'm speaking about women that walked in the supernatural. They healed the sick. They knew the Bible. And they prayed. They were powerful in prayer. Things changed. And they prayed, let us walk on this water. And they took a step of faith. And the flood took them and they drowned. There's no happy ending to this story. The water took them and drowned. They drowned. They died. And David Yonki Chow asked, you know, but how is this possible? Why did this happen? How can it be? And he came up with this and he said, you know, you can carry the word of God. You can know the word of God, the Logos, written word of God. But if God have not spoken and you act, you're stepping out of your measure of grace. It can cost you your life. It was only when Jesus said, Peter, come to me, that he could walk on water. It was only when the heavens opened and heaven commanded it that he acted. He would have drowned if he stepped out before that. But when God said, then he acted and it happened. Never step out when God have not spoken. That book needs to become the Rhema spoken word of God on the inside of you. Are you guys with me? Okay, I have to close. There's so much more that I want to share with you guys. Just stand with me, please. You will cultivate this type of violent faith by stepping into a relationship with God. For those who know who their God is will be strong and they will do exploits. It is here that you hear God speak continually. It is here that you know the Word of God. It is here that the Word of God becomes alive on the inside of you. It is here that you can start to act upon what God has said. It is here that you start to command the supernatural. Amen. Father, I pray that even in this morning, that as we leave, that your anointing will be increased upon our lives. Father, I pray for the ability that your word will become alive to us, your written word. I pray that by your spirit, may you take your word and breathe it into us with your breath of life. Father, I pray that by your spirit, that your word will be written onto the tablets of our hearts. I pray that as we open your written word, the Bible, Father God, that it will be as unlocking the vaulted doors of revelation. And the pure light will come forth, that the words will jump off of the pages as we are taken into a journey into your word, where it is physically alive within, upon, and around us. Father, I pray that by your spirit, that your word be activated on the inside of us, and that it will come forth like rivers of rushing water, continually changing the atmosphere, continually changing those around us. Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise in the name of Jesus Christ.